This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the 916, it's the Wake Up Call.
On 106.5 The End.
The End.
No doubt, Olivia Rodrigo has left a crater on pop culture over the last year. She's had like 3 or 4 hit songs. And I mean, we on the Wake Up Call, we like her too.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's great, but nobody likes her more than producer Jacob.
I would say that is correct.
No.
Well, I would consider you to be almost an Olivia Rodrigo super fan.
I mean, absolutely. Her songs make me want to dance. I can't help but just rock out. My neck hurts sometimes if I listen to her too long because I'm just head bopping.
But you also think her lyrics are really good too, and she's fun.
I'd say so.
Now, here's the problem.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay.
Oh, you're 28?
Yeah.
I thought you were 27. This makes it worse.
I was.
28
year
old.
You were at one time.
Uh-huh.
So me too.
You're 28-year-old straight man.
Yeah.
And you want to go see Olivia Rodrigo when she comes to town.
When I was like 18 years old, I loved Avril Lavigne, but it was more of a healthy dynamic. I felt like people understood it more because she was more of like a mother rock figure, you know? She's older than me, but I could still rock out her music.
I was just gonna say, she's older.
Yeah, so I don't know what makes it so weird that I'm 28 and I love, maybe it's the fact that she's 18 and I'm 10 years older than her, yet I'm like, yeah, this girl knows how to rock out.
Avril Lavigne's only 9 years older than you. How old do you think moms are?
9 years older than
okay. Call, give us a call. 766-1065. 766-1065 right now and tell us, can producer Jacob go to an Olivia Rodrigo show? Because he is very concerned that he's going to look creepy.
Yeah, because this is a general admission show. Okay, this is at, I think it's at Bill Graham in San Francisco. Yep, it is. So you can just wander wherever. You don't have to buy front row seats or far back. When you're in there, you can push around wherever you want. So I'm totally going to go up to the front. Like, I listen to her like every day or so. She just pops in my playlists and mm-hmm. I always think it's so great. So I'm going to be in the front row. I'm going to be grabbing strangers. I'm going to be shaking them when
No. Let's
on.
Not touch people.
Well, okay.
Let's at the very least, let's not touch people because a lot of people there are going to be minors.
Right.
And although you are a kid at heart, you are a 28-year-old man. Now, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Who would you be going with?
I haven't figured that out yet. I don't know anybody who likes her as much as me.
I mean, that is troubling.
You don't have like a niece you could bring? Because if you bring a kid, you then seem like cool Uncle Jacob.
Oh, I don't know any kids. I'm the youngest guy I think
okay.
I know.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't.
Everybody.
Okay.
I that seems to be, as we're getting text messages into 73389, people are very concerned that you would be going alone. And that is a big red flag for people.
Absolutely.
Give us a call, 766-1065. Let's talk to Lori real fast. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, can Jacob go see Olivia Rodrigo? He is 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Rodrigo is 18.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely can.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How do you?
Can he go alone?
Yeah.
I don't think that is too much of an age difference when you're talking about liking a singer.
Okay.
I really don't. And here's the thing. If I get the chance to, I want to go to a Justin Bieber concert.
Oh.
And I'm 60. I'm 60 years old.
Oh my God! Oh wow!
This seems more like a push for getting a green light for yourself. this doesn't seem like it's as really as much to do with Jake as we initially thought.
Thank you for calling, Lori. Let's talk to Trevor real fast. 766-1065. Good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. How about you?
Good. Good. Can Jacob go to an Olivia Rodrigo concert?
yes. However, he needs to bring a date with him.
Okay.
Here we go. So if he brought
in, like, maybe you bring a girlfriend. You bring your girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
That way you look like you're supporting your girlfriend because she's a huge fan.
That's the best idea ever.
Now, does your girlfriend like Olivia Rodrigo?
I would have to kind of use her because I don't think she's like the biggest fan, so I'd have to kind of bring her along. But I could tell people in the crowd.
Okay, now here's my concern, though. Okay,
you don't have to talk to people in the crowd. Don't touch them.
You're telling me that when I'm super excited and I'm watching Olivia Rodrigo, I'm supposed to stand there quietly? Yeah, right.
I mean,
no, you can dance.
Here's my concern. My concern is, you know, there's a lot of people texting in saying, bring a niece. Somebody's texting said, you can bring my teenage daughter. That seems very troubling.
I don't want to do that.
Weird.
Bring your girlfriend. Aren't we just using people as props can go?
Yeah, because it seems like on the surface, if I do show up by myself and rock out, people will think it's weird. So I do need to have a person with me.
You know what, Jacob? I'm going to say something in your defense. This is reverse sexism.
Oh, wow.
Because if this were an 18-year-old guy,
yeah,
people wouldn't care that you were going. People wouldn't go, look, old tall boy pervert, Jacob.
Yep.
Okay? Also, you're 6'5". Stop standing in the front row. That should be what we're talking about.
I would have to get there
early. But anyways...
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah,
I have
but people have to stand behind you, Stretch.
Well,
okay?
Well, like, real fast, I am 6'4", and I do like going to concerts, but I know you can't push your way in the front. People will get mad at me. I have to establish myself as a flagpole. I get there early enough to where people know to work around me because they know they can't see.
Let's take one more phone call, and I think that this might be an interesting one. Let's talk to Matthew. Matthew, you have a path to the show, and it's kind of interesting, and it's less creepy than people texting in saying, Jacob, take our teenage daughter to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who should he go with?
Well, I'm 43. I'll be going.
No way!
But I'm taking, yeah.
Are you
I'm
a fan?
Taking my, I am, yes. but I'm taking my 7-year-old daughter with me. So that's my pass in.
Okay. So now if Jacob could tag along with you and your 7-year-old daughter, Jacob, would you go or would you think that would be really weird?
Would you stand in as his 28-year-old son?
No, this would be our 7-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love,
thanks, I love that.
That's awesome.
Matthew, could he be?
You guys are the best gay dads.
Yeah, could he be your gay husband?
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's really tall. So I think he should put my daughter on his shoulders so that she'll be able to see really well.
There you go.
So, you know, she's only 7.
I'm getting butterflies. Matthew, this is the best idea I've ever heard.
What a great family you guys are.
Yeah, absolutely. Matthew, you know what? Stay on hold and you guys can trade numbers back and forth. And, you know, we'll just see where this goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.